Ozark Regional Transit is in the middle of a six-month process of tweaking its transit routes in Benton and Washington counties. That process includes public input sessions, one of which was held in Fayetteville last night. As Ozark's at-large's Timothy Dennis reports, the route changes are a move by the Transit Authority to better serve the public.
The population of Northwest Arkansas is growing by about 23 people a day. Joel Gardner, the executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says that he's not sure if the Transit Authority can keep up with that rapid pace of growth, but he feels that ORT can make an impact on commuting in the area.
Once we establish routes that are where people want to go, timely, safe, and the community understands it, we can help alleviate some of the congestion on the road by getting people where they need to go if they choose to use public transit. We want to have people that are choosing to use public transit.
But establishing routes where all of the area's transit-riding residents want to go isn't as simple as just adding more buses. Jeff Hatley is the public information officer for Ozark Regional Transit.
Because there's a whole infrastructure that has to go in, believe it or not. We're at our growth point, I would think, with the amount of buses that we have. We can fulfill these needs. If we grow very much more, we're going to have to buy more buses, which means more bus drivers, which means more dispatchers. It's obviously more administrative. There's more fuel, the whole thing. So it really is a lot about money. It's not all about money, but it's a lot about money.
And ORT does have more money to work with this year. The city of Fayetteville increased its commitment to $300,000 for the Transit Authority, and Washington County also upped its contribution by about $100,000 to nearly $123,000. Those additional dollars are why Ozark Regional Transit is able to make several changes to its routes in Springdale, Fayetteville, Rogers, and Bentonville. Specifically, Washington County's increased subsidy allows for the creation of Route 620. Kendall Llewellyn is a senior analyst at ORT.
It's going to be a more of a rural route coming from the Lincoln, Prairie Grove, and Farmington area into the Lot 56 area, and also servicing down to Greenland and West Fork. Be doing that throughout the day.
He says that there was previously a similar rural route, but it was discontinued a few years ago.
There was some low ridership on it, but it just wasn't marketed correctly. We just didn't do it right at that time. But we're feel confident that this route, we're getting out there, we're meeting with these communities. We've got somebody that's going to be out there meeting with different organizations and telling them about it. And so I'm really confident this is going to be a good route for people coming into town and then can connect with the rest of our system or Razorback Transit and get to where they need to go.
That new rural route is still in the design phase, and it won't be implemented until June. But other changes will be coming to the transit system's routes in Fayetteville sooner than that. For instance, starting next month, Route 40, which runs between Hillcrest Towers in Fayetteville and Ozark Guidance in Springdale, will be split in two at Northwest Arkansas Mall. Another route getting split is Route 41, which currently runs from the Walmart Supercenter on Martin Luther King Boulevard over to Beard's Funeral Chapel on Huntsville Road. Llewellyn says that the route will be split into an east and a west route, and that the west route will add some previously unserved areas.
On the west side, it will still head out towards Martin Luther King Boulevard, the Walmart, service Walmart, but it's also going to go south and service some areas on Cattle Springs Road, like the Crown Ridge Apartments, and then all the way down to the Clydesdale and service the Washington County Operations Center down there. And then that'll be mainly the west side. It's still service Lot 56 for connections at Lot 56 to our Route 54, which is our commuter express that heads up to Bentonville Rogers. A lot of NWAC students ride that.
And new service areas will be added to the eastern half of Route 41 as well.
We're going to try and get out to service the Cliffs Apartments that's on Crossover. We've not been in that area, so that's a new service area for us. Also, we're going to hit the Industrial Park area. It's also going to come back up, still service Nantucket Apartments and the Fable Senior Center and places like that.
Llewellyn says that the main reason for splitting routes in half, like is being done to Route 41, is to increase the frequency by which buses get to scheduled stops.
It's frustrating to get on a bus and you have to wait an hour to get all the way back around. More frequent buses, you know, is what we're looking at. And yes, service in more service areas. We've never been more toward the east side of town. Now we're getting up close to the Cliffs Apartments. We haven't had the time to get down to the industrial park where transportation is sorely needed down there. Now we're going to be able to service that with more frequent service.
But splitting routes is only one type of change Ozark Regional Transit is making. Route 47, which serves the north side of Fayetteville, will be tweaked for timing and to also go into Johnson via Wilkerson Street. Joel Gardner, the ORT executive director, says that pushing that route into Johnson is part of a two-pronged approach into the town.
One of the big things with Johnson is we're going to be able to address Johnson from both Fayetteville and from Springdale. So we're going to have a portion of the Route 47 right here going up into Johnson. And then a portion of the Route 43 from Springdale is going to also come down into Johnson. So we will be able to take people from Johnson into a Fayetteville connector or from Johnson up into a Springdale connector. That's probably one of the biggest steps in really making it all one large transportation community from Bentonville, Rogers, all the way down to West Fork.
And as the region continues to grow, Gardner says that public transit can help alleviate growing traffic problems as well.
If you look at how many seats one of our average-sized buses will hold, it's 28 seats. That's just sitting people. That doesn't include the standing people. 28 individual drivers at an average car length of, 17 and a half feet for an average car length. That's a significant chunk of 540 or 71 business that we are taking off the road. And less wear and tear on the road itself, less congestion.
But as all the ORT officials at the public input session reiterated, further growth to the system, like extending routes into more rural areas and adding more buses to routes for better frequency, is dependent on how much money the Transit Authority receives and on people actually using the service. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.